Polish government's coming under increasing pressure over proposed legislation that would impose jail terms on anybody who suggests that the nation was complicit in the Holocaust. During the Second World War, more than 3 million Polish Jews were killed by the Germans, and the Nazis established some of the most notorious concentration camps on the Holocaust on Polish soil, including Auschwitz. The bill, which is just one presidential signature away from becoming law, would outlaw any remark that attributes responsibility to Poland for the Nazi crimes. That's caused outrage in Israel and in the US. Both countries say this is an infringement of free speech. Klaudia Klimek heads the Krakow branch of Poland's largest Jewish cultural organisation, the Social and Cultural Association of Jews in Poland. She joins us from Warsaw now. Klaudia Klimek, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hello, good to hear you.
The Polish Senate approved this bill last week. The president have 21 days to sign it. What exactly would this bill do? What's the legislation proposed, Claudia?
Yes, you are right. Now we are waiting for the sign of the president. What the bill is saying, on last Thursday, Parliament has passed a bill that would impose prison sentence of up to 3 years for mentioning the term of Polish death camps. And for suggesting publicly and against the facts that the Polish nation or the state as a state took part in the Nazi German's crimes. It doesn't only is not only connected to them to the Jewish matter, but also to the Ukrainian and to the east border matter that we had in the past. But concerning the problem right now that we have with Israel, this is the biggest problem right now. And the ruling parties say that the bill is protecting Poland's reputation and ensure that the historians recognize that Poles, as well as Jews, were victims of the Nazis.
Which is true, well, isn't it, in that 3 million Polish Jews were killed in the concentration camps, but almost 2 million non-Jewish Polish civilians were also killed, weren't they?
Of course. And from the Jewish perspectives, there were Poles who were helping Jews during the war. And I would like to remind that the Pole in Poland at that time, there was a law that Poles who were helping Jews were supposed to be killed together with their families. This was the only in Poland there was such a law. In France or in other countries, wasn't. So Polish people were really brave when they helped Jews. But also there were Poles who killed Jews. Also after the war. And those are the stories that we have to talk about. And the historians are still investigating certain stories. And here the problem with the bill is that it's not written clearly. It gives a lot of freedom of interpretation.
Right. So
that's why it's so dangerous for historians or for Holocaust survivors, for example, who would like to tell their story. Which is also true. If they are telling the story of a Pole who killed their family, it is also a true story, right? But
yes.
They are not historians.
And that's critical here, because if this bill came in as written, it would make it an offence to tell that story, that true story about a Polish Jew who was killed by a Polish person. That would be illegal under this legislation?
Well, yes, it would. Actually, it would, which sounds really strange.
So why is the government doing this? Is hugely controversial. Why is the government doing this?
Well, as far as I understand, good intentions of a ruling party, which is saying that they would like to prevent this expression, Polish concentration death camps, that sometimes, it really sometimes is said somewhere else in the world. And we also can remember how President Obama said, right? Also, he used the same expression. It wasn't intentionally, but he used it. So Polish current government would like to prevent that kind of... But you cannot prevent that kind of things through the law. Like, in my opinion, education is working on better understanding history, Polish Jewish history, not the law. Especially that this law, you cannot execute this law. That's the first thing. And also, I think very problematic is day for passing the bill. It was one day before day of the remembrance of the Holocaust victims. Mm. So it was also very non-diplomatic time.
Do you think that was deliberate, Claudia?
Well, I wish I could say it wasn't, but it seems as it would. Yeah, I think it was deliberately like.
So I guess what I'm trying to understand from this distance for an audience so far away is why the government would be doing this. Because you're right, I mean, a lot of people don't like the term Polish death camps, but bringing in a law to ban that and to make it a law punishment by jail that you can't mention, it does seem extreme. So why is the government going to this extent?
Well, why they did it, actually, nobody knows, right? Mm. Maybe it is their politics, because we have to remember that current government, it's going a little bit right. Mm-hmm. And their voters or their potential voters are more and more nationalists, people who perceive, in my opinion, patriotism in a very strange way, very narrow way. And that kind of... that kind of a bill, that kind of a way, how the bill was passed, probably will bring more voters to this right-wing party. That's my personal opinion. But now we are waiting for the sign of the president. Yes. And to be honest, the president, it cannot be the situation that the president will not sign it, because then the government will show that they are weak in front of the pressure from external powers, like, or different kind of countries. You know what I mean? Like, they cannot show that they are weak right now. So probably the president will sign and will have a huge international problem, especially with the Israel and United States. And I know that they are now planning to do some groups that are going to work with each other. But I think it's too late. I just think it's too late, and I don't understand why they did that. Like, didn't they know, or cannot they foresee mm-hmm. how this bill will affect international relations? And also, I don't know if you know it there, yeah. But
presumably they did know and they did see. I know that one of the concerns voiced by some there in Poland, but also the Israeli government, says the concern is the numerous manifestations of anti-Semitism that we witnessed this week after the bill has passed. What's happened there, Claudia? What have you seen and what have you felt? You're a Polish Jew. You're head of one of the largest Jewish cultural organizations. Have you seen an upsurge in anti-Semitic behavior there?
Well, if you ask what the Poles are thinking, so yesterday the polls were made, and 30% of Poles support the bill. Another 39 are against it. 10 have no opinion, and another 10 actually has no idea what we are talking about. So in the polls, the situation is 50-50. The same situation as you would see the polls, who is voting for which party, like left or right. We mm-hmm. have this this huge division separation in Poland. But if I would now respond as a Polish Jew, yes, we can see that the rise of the anti-Semitism. But maybe it's not the race of the anti-Semitism, because as in every country, also in Poland, we have anti-Semitism. Just before, anti-Semitism wasn't allowed. Let's call it like this. Mm-hmm. Those who were anti-Semites didn't say their opinions loudly. Right now, with the current government, this group of the people with the anti-Semitic approach, somehow they feel that they can... they can say their opinions openly, and that's what we see right now.
Okay. Claudia, it's 27 past six. Our guest is Claudia Klimek. She's the head of the Krakow branch of the Social and Cultural Association of Jews in Poland. Claudia, what's your family story? And from that story, what is your personal view? Do you believe Poland was complicit in the Holocaust?
Well, my grandma had a few sisters and brothers, and most of them escaped during the war to different other countries. And my grandma was only the one who stayed in Poland, who stayed in Krakow. And in her life story, she met Poles who made her go to the prison, to the death prison. Mm-hmm. But she also met the Poles who saved her life. That's why she survived. So with one person, we have two stories. And my parents, my father actually, he stayed during the 68, mm-hmm. when most of the Jews were fleeing to Sweden, Denmark, from Poland during the communist time. He stayed, he didn't go to Israel, he stayed in Poland because he considered Poland as his nation, his country. And also me, as a young Jew, I was always protecting or translating the story of Second World War in Poland, mm-hmm. to Israeli Jews when they were coming to Poland.
Right.
And right now, I feel very uncomfortable with the situation because I was fighting as a Polish Jew for the good reputation of Poland. I was trying people to understand what happened. And right now, I don't know how to defend it, to be honest. I really don't know how to defend it anymore.
Claudia Klimek, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast. Claudia Klimek is the head of the Krakow branch of Poland's largest Jewish cultural organization, the Social and Cultural Association of Jews in Poland.